So excited by our next guest. You might remember him from this.
I believe Survivor to be the toughest game that has ever been put on this planet. And if you're fortunate enough to get on it and you survive it, well, what's that say about you?
Wow.
The nicest, most honest guy ever to cross the Survivor path joins us this morning. His name is Tarzan. Good morning, Tarzan.
Oh, good morning. You gave me chills after hearing that. I could envision sitting in that bloody swamp saying that.
Good memories or bad memories, Tarzan?
They're all good memories, but they help form who you are, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you knew that before you went in. That was your persona. You were just that down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth sort of dude anyway, weren't you?
Well, you have an opinion of yourself, but I do like the opinion that everyone else has of or the majority of them anyway.
Well, you're a fairly humble man. You're a lime farmer in real life, Mark. How's this year been as a lime farmer?
Well, it's been absolutely challenging and everyone can say, can't they? So, you know, whether you're farming or you're in radio or whatever you're in, you know, it's been an absolute challenge. And, you know, look, and I'll be honest, like after we finished all, I came back to it all and, you know, we came close to losing the farm. In like, you know, we had two options. We either turn it around in some way, shape or we've just got to sell up because we were just about out of money and we lost our crop. So we kind of redesigned ourselves a little bit and we developed other products. We ended up making a drink as well, which we've been selling on the flea market cheap, which is brilliant.
Everyone's got the side hustle, Mark. That's what it's about.
Even Tarzan from Survivor.
Yeah, I'm making jungle juice.
I love it. Now, you've done two series of Survivor and you're also, I didn't know this, but you're also in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Is that right? In the UK?
That's right, a character called Kiosk Kev. No one in Australia probably really knows except production company. But, I play an angry, formidable guy who runs a kiosk and the celebrities come up to me and I give them a question. If they get it wrong, I slam a in their face. If they get it right, I give them a treat. And last year I had Ezra dealing with Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, wow. How did that go?
Yeah. She was great.
That's good.
You know, Caitlin, I remember the funniest thing Caitlin said is, she said, you know, I was on this show in the American version as, I think it used to be called Ken, was it?
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce, that's right, Bruce.
Yeah.
He said, I played this twice and once as a male and once as a female.
Wow. What an experience. You can't hear that much, can you?
No, and she was a great inspiration, to be honest. You know, challenged life like all of us have had. But,
Well, talking about challenges, I heard along the grapevine that you actually nearly died after Survivor. Is that true or false?
Well, during the first season in 2017, I did get hypothermia and I passed out about four or five times. And Lockie was kind of like a bit of my saviour there. I collapsed near the fire and he picked me up and threw me over his shoulders and ran me out to the evacuation tent. And, you know, thankfully there was people there to get me back on.
Why would you do it again, Mark? Why'd you cabin another crack?
Yeah, I know. I think it's just the nature of the beast. We're just kind of like, you know, challenge man.
Well, you're up for a new challenge now, Tarzan. Tell us the news. I saw it on Instagram the other day. I think you've really underplayed it. You've got something big in the works. What's going on?
Well, I couldn't do the Kiosk Kev gig here because they're filming in Wales.
Yeah.
And I've just been on the farm and I got a call from a mob that wanted me to audition for a show that they're putting together as a pilot for a potential series that they want to produce. The series potentially would be called Crossways by Ian Studios. And anyway, they asked me to come in and play a character for them, which, like, you know, righto, let's have a look, might be fun. So I play this rough kind of ex-bikey who's got a junkyard.
And, wow, perfect.
That's your
you.
Look to a T.
Yeah. Are you a goodie or a baddie?
I'm a baddie.
Oh, geez, that'd be different for you to play. Is it exciting? Like, you've got no acting experience, is that right?
No. No, not really.
Just play yourself. Just think of the dark side of your personality and go that way.
Well, one of the funny things was the guys were kind of like, and he just got a natural angry look about you. And I went, eh, well, you know, years of conditioning. But on the inside, I've been doing most of the work. So.
Mate, well, look, that's really exciting news. Any idea when we might be able to have a look at that one?
I think there'll be some stuff coming out. You know, they hope to finish filming, you know, this. I think there's been talk about something comes out possibly next year, but obviously, like, they're hoping for it to be picked up as a series.
Excellent.
And, you'll see it on Aussie television or Netflix or something like that.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on the screens again in any way, shape or form. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Tarzan.
Thanks, guys.
We've been asking the Zinc family if, you know, they've ever been in a TV ad or a movie or something like that. One, Ali's rung in. Ali's from... Jally and Noosa, they're a production company. They've got a lot of stuff coming out. I think the Margaret Fulton cookbook show is something they're working on next year. But Ali's certainly been, you've been around everywhere. A few commercials, is that right, Ali?
Yes. I've done, actually started my career in television in Melbourne doing TV commercials and bit parts on Neighbours and Country Practice and those sort of things.
Oh, hold on. You met Fatso. I love it.
You can't start with commercials and then just drop, you know, a Country Practice like it's nothing. Tell me what you did on that.
No. Oh, I just played a couple of walk-on guest roles, really, just small stuff. But I did meet Fatso.
Apparently he was a real bugger, actually. Apparently he was not a very nice wombat at all.
No, there was a pig too. I can't remember its name, but that was on the set too.
Yeah, Doris, I think, from memory.
Something like that.
Yeah. What about commercials, though? I'm sure I saw you as a superhero somewhere.
Oh, gosh, yes. That was a Heron Pharmaceuticals Superwoman. I was Superman in a full... Superwoman in a full green ensemble. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Wow. And so what's it like rubbing shoulders with some of the famous people that you would have met on, you know, on the shows?
We sort of tend to meet a few famous people along the way and, you know, everyone's great normally. People are just people, aren't they? Hopefully.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's great. Sounds like a good experience.
TV commercials are good fun, but it's like you're on the set for maybe 8 hours for about 10 seconds of TV time. So it's pretty...
Feed me on there.